stop the coffin. A long time ago, there was a country boy who decided to visit the town to see all of the sights that it had to offer. Now, he had no money in his pockets, so he couldn't afford a room at the hotel. He looked around for a place where he might spend the night undisturbed, and at last he chose to sleep in the cemetery. He curled up behind one of the headstones and drifted off to sleep. But in the middle of the night, he was awakened by something bumping against his foot. He sat up and looked, and there was an enormous mahogany coffin. He backed up a little bit, but the coffin grew closer. He backed up even more, and the coffin grew closer still. Terrified, he jumped to his feet and began to run, and the coffin floated into the air and followed him. He ran out through the gate of the cemetery, and the coffin followed along behind him. He ran through the flower beds and tore up the flowers, and the coffin followed behind him. He ran down the street and through a chicken yard and scared all of the chickens. And the coffin followed along and scared all the chickens as well. He ran through the park and he knocked over a picnic table. And the coffin followed and it knocked over a picnic table too. He ran into the stable and terrified the horses. And the coffin floated through the stable and terrified the horses as well. And now he was in the middle of the town, and he ran into a grocery store, and the coffin followed into the grocery store. The young fellow ran down the aisles, knocking things off the shelves, and the coffin followed along, knocking things off the shelves as well. Finally, he went into the back room, and he broke through a window and jumped outside. And the coffin broke another window and followed him outside. At last, he ran into a drugstore, and the coffin followed him inside. And the boy grabbed a box from the shelf. And that was where it all ended. He tore open the box and pulled out some cough drops. He quickly ate some. And that stopped the coffin.